It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And good morning, everyone. Time for the garden show this morning with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. And good morning, everybody. Hey, it's finally gardening time.
Yeah, we talked a lot about lawns and plants with Mother's Day last week, and we're going to talk a lot of garden stuff today.
Garden, and like my wife said, hey, it's finally turning green out there. There's leaves on the trees, and that's awesome to see. And we're getting some nice weather, you know, up to 70s, and the evening temperatures are in the 50s, so I think it's gardening time now, Paul.
Yep, that's right. Well, you had a busy Mother's Day last week, pushing flowers out and stuff, huh?
I appreciate everybody that came in and got a plant, or like you did, Paul, got a hanging basket and a planter for your wife and candle and...
Yep.
And also fresh flowers. It was really, really busy, and encourage people to take care of those flowers. If you got fresh flowers and, you know, they're drooping a little bit, take them out of the floral container and give them a fresh cut on the bottom, put fresh water on them, put them back into the container, and they'll perk back up.
Okay. All right.
And don't forget to water that hanging basket.
That's right. Got to water the hanging baskets, that's for sure. So,
yep.
Hey, we're going to open up our phone lines again for lawn and garden questions this morning for Dwayne. So give us a call here at the radio station, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for your garden questions this morning, or lawn. What's the plant of the week this week, Dwayne?
If you saw that that Paul posted on Facebook, it's a spring snow flowering crab, also known as the popcorn tree, full of, it's got to have a billion flowers on those trees. It's a white flower, completely covered with white flowers. It's a flowering crab. It looks gorgeous. Easy to grow, very hardy.
Yeah. Yeah, some trees are really...
Have you seen them around, Paul?
What's that?
Have you seen them around?
Yeah, there's some trees in Madison here that have that. They're really they're blooming well.
Yeah, the flowering crabs. That one's a spring snow flowering crab, and it's, believe it or not, with all those flowers on, it's sterile, which means it doesn't get berries on. So if it had berries on, it'd be a snowstorm of berries on the ground, and you'd have to clean all those up. My father-in-law had two of them in the front yard. And I got, not of those, but ones that had berries on, I got to clean those up one time. And we do not sell flowering crabs that have berries on, because that was a pain in the butt.
Okay. All right. All right. So what's our concern for this week?
The little yellow flower in your lawn. the dandelion. They're sure dandy out there right now.
They are. It's amazing how when it warms up so quick, how they just all over the place.
Yep. Well, you know, it gets warm, it increases the life cycle of the weeds and the grass and the trees and the bugs. So the dandelions are really taking off. You can spray for those. You can use 2,4-D or any herbicide will take care of those. I usually recommend Trimec. And that'll take care of the weeds and the clover. And if you really have Creeping Charlie bad, which is a little blue violet-like flower, use weed-free zone, and that'll wipe that out.
Okay. Yeah, I need to
but
do
the
that.
The best time is to do it in the fall, because the chemistry of the plant is better than right now. But you can kill a dandelion easy. It's not hard to kill a dandelion.
I got a question for you. I know some people, they go around and actually pick the dandelion, the root and everything out. What do you think about that?
I think you have a lot better things to do in life. if you could get and guarantee that you got the whole root, not a problem. But if you leave even just a little part of that root, you'll get two dandelions back. But, I mean, if you only have a few dandelions and dig them out and keep after them, you'll win the battle. But if you get a lot of dandelions like most of us have, it's pretty hard to win that battle.
Okay, just spray them, huh?
I would spray them. There is a granular, you know, like a weed and feed, they call. It has a fertilizer in it. That's the feed part. The weed has like Trimec in is the one we have. But your weeds have to be wet before you put that granular on there, because it has to stick to the weeds. And if it's dry, it doesn't do very good. So you put on weed and feed when your weeds are wet.
Okay.
And opposite when you spray, you don't want it to rain. You want to make sure that the liquid actually dries on your weeds before it rains.
Okay. All right. We have some questions that are coming in here, Dwayne. No garden questions yet, but if you have a garden question, give us a call at 598-7301. I think maybe you answered this with the snowball tree, but this person has a snowball bush. When to prune it, does it flower on new growth or old wood?
A snowball bush, there's actually two bushes that we call a snowball bush. There's a snowball bush that gets like 8 feet tall, and it's a viburnum. Okay, and that actually looks like a snowball. It's flowers are white and looks like a clump of snow. And then there's a hydrangea that is also called a snowball bush, but I think she's referring to the viburnum. And I think I know where this bush is located.
Okay.
You should have it located out in the middle of your yard and let it get big, okay? You don't want to try to keep it 4 to 5 feet tall because you're pruning on it all the time because it likes to grow. And when you're pruning on all the time, you're cutting off the flower buds on the old growth and on the new growth, okay? So you definitely do not want to be pruning on it in the spring or at this time because it forms flower buds last year to bloom this year, okay? Don't prune it now. And you want to prune it right after it's done flowering if you're going to prune it at all.
Okay.
Best thing is to let it get big and let it, I mean, that will have millions of flowers on it too.
Okay. Here's a question about baking soda, Dwayne. About baking soda. Is it good for plants?
You know what's in baking soda?
What?
There's only one ingredient in baking soda, and that's sodium bicarbonate. Okay? The sodium part is okay. Sodium is a natural fungicide. Problem is, it's tricky. If you spray that on your plants, you probably will burn your leaves. Okay, it's a fertilizer, but it's not a fertilizer, it's a fungicide. Then also sodium you need for some of your plants, but I would just as soon get a fungicide. It's a lot safer. It's not going to burn your plants, especially your garden plants or your indoor plants. And if you read the label on baking soda, it doesn't say anything about being a fungicide. So follow the directions. Don't use it. Get a fungicide.
Okay, I didn't realize. I didn't know people put baking. You just take baking soda right out of the box and sprinkle it on your plant. People do that?
Well, I would mix it with water. You know, make a water solution out of it. But it's tricky. If you get too much on there, you'll burn your leaves, and that kind of defeats the whole purpose. They put it on. Usually, you use it to prevent mildew. Okay, and I would get a fungicide that is for mildew. It'll be a lot safer.
Okay.
It's one of those old wise tales, you know, a home remedy type solution. And if it works for you, I don't have any criticism for that, but use it, but be careful.
Okay. This person says they have a lot of quack grass in my yard. What is the best approach to get rid of it?
It's a tough one. Quack grass is a perennial grass, grows from underground stems, underground roots, and anything that's going to kill the quack grass is going to kill your bluegrass. Only if you have a lot of quack grass, you got to probably kill the lawn or kill those spots and then reseed. And this isn't the best time to do that right now. I would spray your lawn in end of July, beginning of August, and then reseed your lawn about the third week of August before you get to go to the state fair this year and seed your lawn. So
okay.
If they're talking about crabgrass and quackgrass, a lot of people get mixed up. Crabgrass is an annual grass, comes up from seeds every year, you know, that blows in from your neighbors.
Yep.
It's going to be really, really bad this year, and it's time to put your crabgrass preventer down. We use a product called Dimension. Dimension is a crabgrass preventer and a crabgrass killer. So it has both benefits. So crabgrass killer with fertilizer in, it's time to put down.
Okay. All right, before we start talking about gardening here, one more question. I'm looking out our picture window here at the radio station, and you know what the tree I'm talking about, Duane. It's on the corner here by the dentist office. It's usually one of the prettiest trees in Madison, I think. But this year, it seems like something's wrong with it. I sent you a picture of it earlier. It looks kind of like it's half dead. There's some green leaves on it, but some brown leaves. Well, you know what's the matter with it?
Yeah, I do.
What's that?
If you look at that tree, and you sent me the picture of the top of the tree, okay? Everybody looks at the top of the tree. Paul, go look at the bottom of the trunk of that tree. It has sun skull. A lot of the bark has been peeling off the west side of that tree.
Okay.
And so that tree's been hurt, okay? You should peel that bark off and spray it with a tar solution, a pruning sealer, and seal that back up. And then the tree, you know what, I saw a number of the trees around the area that it's a fall fiesta maple, what it is, and they're just starting to leaf out, and some of those trees that were hurt didn't lose their leaves, and so these new leaves are trying to push those leaves off. So give it a little bit of time, see what happens next week. We'll look at it again.
Okay.
And somebody should heal that wound up.
Okay.
It's like running the 100-yard dash with one leg.
Oh, okay.
And I've tried that, and it doesn't work very well.
Doesn't work very well, huh?
Nope.
Well, I've got a few minutes here. Let's talk about gardening. Time to garden, Duane.
Time to garden. People always ask me that question, can I put my plants out now? And I usually don't answer that question. But looking at the forecast, evening temperatures aren't supposed to get below 50 degrees. So that's a good sign. So I think it's time to get out and plant at least your cool season crops. I don't know about the tomatoes yet, but I know people are planting tomatoes. Get your potatoes, your beans, your carrots, your peas, cauliflower, broccoli, all those good ones. I think you can plant that, and I know a lot of people are planting the rest. Like, probably the most tender vegetable out there is the tomato, but if you put a little protection around that, I think it's time to get those out there too.
What kind of tomatoes do you plant, Duane?
A number one is Sun Sugar cherry tomato. I know you've had those, Paul.
Yep.
It's like eating candy.
Yeah.
little orange cherry ones. Very, very good. Plant Brandywine, which is a large tomato, good for slicing tomatoes. If you're going to make paste, Amish paste tomato is a really good one. It's really meaty, a great one. We also carry like Celebrity, super fantastic. Better Boy. We have Lemon Boy. If people, don't like the acidity of a tomato, you plant Lemon Boy. It's a yellow tomato, but it isn't as acid as a lot of the other tomatoes. So we have a Lemon Boy too, and
okay.
A cherry tomato, and also a grape tomato.
All right. Got about a minute left. Where's Heller located, and when are you open, Duane?
Our stores have different hours, but mainly we're open from 8 o'clock till 5 or 5:30, depending on what town you're in. And I have to correct you a little bit. Since it's a busy season, spring season, we are open till 2 o'clock and 2 to 3 o'clock on Saturdays. So 9 to 3 on Saturdays. And we are closed Sundays.
Okay. Yeah, and come on in and get your garden plant or garden seeds.
We package our own bulk garden seeds, so we have a great selection there. We also have a great selection of vegetables, but we also have a great selection of all different kinds of flowers. And there's some really cool, neat ones this year. And stop in and see those. We have a one called Pinball Flower, which I think is really cool. It's
okay.
Something really different. And so,
all right,
got a lot of stuff going on right now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Duane. Talk to you next Thursday on The Garden Show.
You bet. Have a great week. Happy gardening.
All right, Duane Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show here on Q92.